The Board of Directors of the Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority, or HART, met this morning in the county center in downtown Tampa. The board is faced with how to deal with cuts to both local and federal transit budgets. Persaud is HART's chief financial officer. He assessed the current financial climate heading into the 2009 fiscal year.
And with the recent legislation and property tax reduction, we are projecting on a preliminary basis we'll be losing about $2.8 million. But with increased ridership and some federal grants, an additional $1 million, our preliminary projections for 2009 show we should be able to balance the budget. But going beyond that, in 2010, we're going to have some serious fiscal challenges in providing the services at a current level.
Persaud said that the 2010 deficits might be made up through reduced services or opportunities for federal grants. Jeff Booth, with the law firm Holland & Knight, lobbies Congress to secure funding on behalf of Heartline. He addressed HART's Revenue Alternative Task Force about federal funding opportunities. Booth said that in President Bush's proposed budget, more than $200 million in funding has been cut from the federal transit program. The Federal Highway Trust Fund is also in fiscal trouble, Booth said.
The Highway Trust Fund will run a deficit in fiscal year 09, and the administration's coming up with some potential budgetary gimmicks, one of which would include a temporary provision to borrow from the mass transit account to make whole the Highway Trust Fund. Now, the upside is that sustains the Highway Trust Fund for one more fiscal year. The downside then is both accounts are bankrupt as of 2010. And so it's only a very much a stopgap solution. But in 2010, the Highway Trust Fund right now is projected to run about an $18 billion shortfall.
Booth gave the HART Board of Directors tips on how to successfully compete for dwindling federal transportation dollars. He said HART could solicit funding that would build on the success of its bus rapid transit lines and that the Federal Transit Administration, or FTA, would be more likely to subsidize a Tampa Bay transit project if residents agree to a tax to fund it and if all the local stakeholders buy into the project.
It does reward folks who are both persistent and engaged in good project planning. And, you know, I can't emphasize this point enough. It's all about regional consensus. The more dissonance there is at the local level, FTA reads the newspapers and they'll get hesitant to support the project if there's opposition or concern, or we can't raise the local monies. As I said, money talks. Those communities that adopt referendum to support their projects move to the head of the queue, where those communities that can't come up with the local monies tend to languish in the process. And then, as I said, it's persistence. It's not for the faint of heart, but there are major benefits for the community going forward.
Chief Executive Officer David Armijo said that he wants HART to be the best transit system of its size within the next 5 years, to provide access throughout Hillsborough County, and to double ridership, possibly modeling the success of Charlotte, North Carolina's transit system.
One of the things that we will need to do in order to grow and go forward will be to double ridership. Now, I took that specifically out of the work that's been done in Charlotte over the last decade. As we know right now, Charlotte's most recent transit investment in this country, in which the system moved forward to double, more than double the size of its bus fleet. I think they had less than, or roughly about where we are now, about 200 buses. They're now well over 400 buses. They've added a couple bus facilities, and most recently operated a new light rail system, which is continuing to have very strong growth.
Some of HART's goals within the next few years, according to Armijo, are to increase spending on transit from $21 per person, which is the lowest among peer cities, and to increase the frequency of buses along certain routes to as frequently as every 10 minutes. Mike McCoy is the president of Amalgamated Transit Union Local 1593 in Tampa, the union representing some HART employees. McCoy questioned why HART might consider outsourcing the paratransit operation called the HART Plus vans that provide people with disabilities rides when normal bus service isn't accessible.
I just find it ironic that they hire a consultant at ungodly prices, and the consultant says it's the most efficient part of our organization, but yet they want to outsource it.
The service costs HART about $30 to provide and charges riders $3. If HART does insist on outsourcing the paratransit, McCoy asks that they would work with the union to come up with a solution that will keep the experienced workers employed.
As opposed to just outsourcing it to a private company that's going to make profits off of the backs of employees by cutting their wages, I would like to include the employees in the package and have the private company, if there has to be a private company, and have them demonstrate that they can really provide the services efficient, and find cost-cutting, maybe in parts or in fuel purchasing or tire purchasing or that type of thing. Use their management expertise in those areas as opposed to taking negotiated benefits and wages away from the employees.
The HART board honored former Tampa Mayor Dick Greco by naming the covered streetcar stop across from the Tampa Convention Center Greco Plaza. The plaza will also have a bronze statue of Greco. The next HART board meeting will be May 5th at 8:30 a.m. on the 18th floor of the county center. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.